Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Shona here. I'm just ringing up to see how Daffodil's doing.
Yeah, no worries. I'll pop you on hold. It'll be 1 second.
Thank you.
It's Vanessa here. How are you, Shona?
I'm good. How are you? Sorry,
good,
I'm just
you're fine.
A little bit worried.
Yeah, no, it's it looks to me like there's been what looks now to be a non-displaced fracture of one of the bones that connects like the upper beak to the jaw.
Okay.
So for that reason, you know, it could be both sides, but it's very hard to discern on the x-ray. I know it's at least the right side, but having said that, it was a non-displaced fracture, which means if it's fractured, the bone's ends are still together.
Okay.
Okay, so it is healing. And with the trim of the beak, she's eating and the beak is in alignment with the upper beak, so it's closing normally.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So the only thing at rest you notice is her beak isn't completely closed. She doesn't have the strength to, like, really close the beak hard. Yeah.
Yep.
But that would be expected with that type of fracture.
Okay.
So good news.
Okay, that's good. So eventually it will eventually close as normal and she'll get that strength back?
I don't know because there's a bend in the bone that wasn't there before.
Okay. No,
okay,
right.
But at least she will get a stronger grip with the beak and therefore improvement with her chewing and biting ability.
Yeah, no, that's okay, yeah. No, that's good news.
Yeah, it is, and no more intervention.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah,
and
so definitely want her on the meloxicam.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what proportion of her diet is the pellets, but she's eating the budgie starter in here since she woke up. So as long as she's mostly eating sort of that, the budgie starter slash pelleted type mix, then she'll have adequate calcium. But it might even be worthwhile us adding calcium into the mix to encourage the ossification of that fracture.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can do that, show you the dose. The x-rays are kind of neither here nor there to actually see the fracture itself until you get well and truly blown up in the image. But I'm just trying to think of a way that I could, if I send you the images, that I could highlight where we're looking at.
Yeah, no, that would
be
perfect.
Yeah, I think I can draw an arrow or a pointer to the site, so I'll do that, and then you'll understand what I mean. But she's good. She's right to go whenever.
Yep. Oh, awesome. I'm going to be I was just sitting on my bed, and I was looking in a cage, and I'm thinking, oh, it's so empty.
What's happening? How'd you go with your dog, the dog appointment?
Yeah, no, I brought it forward. I basically got home, and I rang them, and they were able to fit her in pretty much straight away, so I had to rush up there and...
So that's done. Yeah. So you're right to come up whenever. Yeah.
Yep. No, that's perfect.
So
I might
try and miss some traffic, but I know it's probably already a nightmare by now.
Oh, it was a nightmare this morning, but you know, it's you know, anything's got to be better than getting bad news. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll write some instructions out for you. So you just know, and our nurses will show doses for you. Also, I've gone through with Emily what we're looking at on the x-ray, but I'll put a pointer to where the area of concern is.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know that I would re-x-ray down the track. It's just going to be a return to function over the next 4 weeks, I think.
Yep. No, that's okay. Yeah. Anything just to help her, just to be able to eat, just to, a little bit more normal than she's used to.
Yeah.
You know, anything to help her.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yep. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
No worries. That's good news, you know. Yep. And there's definitely something visible here. So what we might be able to do also is just give you, might scan this page in the textbook so you understand which bone we're talking about. It's a diagram. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it just helps that you understand how the mechanism works. It's, everything slides in their skull. It's really weird. There's a lot of little intercartilage joints, fine bones, and the way the upper and the lower beak interact. You really, like I, after 25 years, I still don't 100% understand when I look at a bird exactly what bones are moving as they manipulate bits of their own skull. So, because the lower jaw can move independently of the upper jaw can move independently of the lower jaw. That sounds funny the way I said that, but effectively you look at what isolates for the lower jaw, isolates for the top jaw, and then the two of them interacting are a sliding mechanism. Each can be imposed of the strength capacity to do so by right or left.
Yeah.
And so in this case, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their skeletal is pretty much confusing.
Oh, the head. The head is just so hard because you can't see bone, ligament, muscle, skin with 3D vision as you look at the bird. You have to imagine how each of those muscles work and therefore what we're looking at each time something traumatic happens. And the goalposts keep changing because you just only time in most cases. We don't go ahead and do a CT or an MRI, and so we don't exactly know exactly what was injured at the time, so then you don't know exactly how long things are going to take. But ultimately, I think she'll get 100% function back, or at least close to it.
Yeah, even if it's close, just anything to help her, because she hasn't shown any frustration, but she's been very quiet, which is a little bit, I know that that's the frustrating side, and she doesn't know how to deal with not being able to eat as normal.
Yeah.
So it's so I do the best that I can. Yeah, but I haven't changed any of her routines. It's all been the same. Because I once you change a bird's routine, it stresses them out. So I've been very careful with that. So
well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you
for
that.
No worries, we'll see you soon.
Okay, and if I don't see you, I hope your daughter feels better.
Oh,
I forgot to mention that this morning.
No dramas, no dramas. No, it's all good. It's just one of those weeks, right?
Yes, I know. Yeah. All right, then. I will be leaving home right now.
All right. Thanks, mate. See you then.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.